Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show for you, to educate you, to give you the information you need to fight the insurance company when they try to beat and defeat your injury claim. It's that simple. We've been doing this show for years. We do a variety of injury shows all over the Denver metro area, on the Western Slope, in the mountain towns, up north, down south. We've got it covered. You know, our law firm, we formed it in 1984 with a vision and mission to helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. We've learned over the years that people didn't have enough information. So years ago, and I mean years ago, we decided to start doing radio shows and other forms of communication to give you information you need that's critical to you once you've been injured. Let's face it. When you've been injured in a car crash, that's our normal example, but it could be a truck crash, a bicycle car, it could be a motorcycle crash, it could be on the job work comp. When you're injured, you're suddenly thrown and thrust into a world where you don't know the rules, you don't know the regulations, you don't know the rules of the road, you don't know how to navigate the insurance maze, but I'll guarantee you, the insurance company is going to try to beat you. They do. They're trained. They're highly trained. Those adjusters are highly trained. They know what they're doing. They have their own scripts. They have their own books. They have their own training booklets and manuals. We've seen them. You know, sometimes they have doctors on call. Sometimes they have doctors right down the hallway. Sometimes they have seminars. They have attorneys, doctors. Who do you have? Think about that. You can't just go through this situation guessing, but you don't want just to get a law firm that's just a regular mill that just turns your case over, turns it in and out, and turns it over and over and over. You want somebody that actually cares about you. Tell me one other law firm that you know of that has done this right here for years, trying to give you the information to fight the insurance companies. We call it a strategy. We call it a legal game plan. We thought that was so important that we trademark protected the concept legal game plan, right? And we wrote a book entitled Legal Game Plan. You can get that book along with any of our six books on our website free, championsofthepeople.com. That's our website. championsofthepeople.com. You can call us also at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Okay, today we're going to talk about a situation that we see in our law firm a lot. People don't know what to do, so we're going to educate you about that. It's going to be our typical example of a car crash. But now we've got a driver. Let's say we've got two passengers in the car, and one of the passengers is injured. So, Brad, starting off, you got an analyzed liability for the passenger, the driver who caused the accident, but the passengers have special rights with regard to insurance coverage, and we're going to cover that today.
Right. It's important to be able to cover it and know what's going on with your coverage and your insurance. For all of you who are in carpool arrangements, or your children are in carpool arrangements, or your spouse is in carpool arrangements, rides to school, rides to work, whatever may be going on out there, it's important as a passenger to know whether or not you have some kind of coverage. And if you don't have that coverage, it can be a problem. So it's really important to understand where your insurance is going to come from and what's going to happen. In a case where you have two passengers in a car and you also have the driver, and you're talking about a crash, that if the driver doesn't cause it, and you're talking about it being, as we would say, usually a third party, an at-fault party, now you're splitting up or you're dividing up the insurance coverage. The person who causes the crash may have zero insurance, at which point passengers are looking for other avenues for insurance. They may have a 25-50 policy, which means 25 per person, 50 per crash. So now you figure, wait a minute, there's three people in the car. We just went from having $25,000 of coverage each to now we're splitting up $50,000 worth of coverage, which is $17,000 worth of coverage each from the at-fault party. $17,000 worth of coverage is not going to get you very far in this day and age as far as what's happened in the crash. So now you're asking yourself, where might there be additional insurance? Because you might, if you're hurt and you're hurt beyond a threshold of on a 25-50 policy of $17,000 for three people in the car that got hit, you're looking, saying, how do I get protected? What do I do? How do I get my bills paid? How do I get compensation from the lost work? And how do I get compensation for all these expenses I'm having with medications and all the different things I have to do and time off work for therapies and maybe time off work just simply because you can't do the job? So there's a lot of things that have to be covered if you have a passenger or if you're in ride sharing. For those of you who have children that go to different activities with other people, who have children who go to school and they're in a ride sharing arrangement, have you got coverage for your children? So you don't have to worry about what the driver of the vehicle has that's driving your children, and you don't have to worry about what the at fault party has when they crash into you.
Right. So it takes a detailed analysis of what's going to happen. Let's put yourself in the position of the passenger. You're a passenger in a car. Now, ride sharing, Brad mentioned that, but ride sharing has a different set of rules. Like if you set up a formal ride sharing, like back to school, and we're going to cover that on a different show, but not this show. But just understand that some of these rules we're talking about right here do not apply to ride sharing. Some of them do. And so we're not going to define that right now. We're going to do a later show on that. But don't just automatically assume what we're saying today applies to ride sharing. Okay, back to this example. You're a passenger. And so the first analysis you have to figure out if your driver, and this is kind of a cold, hard analysis sometimes, was your driver partially at fault in the accident? Because that's a different type of claim if your driver was partially or wholly at fault. In our example, your driver is not at fault at all in the accident, okay? But if he or she is, that changes the flavor and the legal analysis of this entire situation. If you've been injured, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to talk to you. We'll be glad to give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan, right? You'll know what to do. So back to our example here. You're a passenger. Your driver's not at fault. The other person that hit you, maybe they blew through a red light. They T-boned you. They're at fault 100%. But in Brad's example, they only have $25,000 of insurance per person, 50 total. So the three people in your car, the driver and two passengers, and you're one of the passengers, has to then divide up the $50,000. And then Brad did a rough calculation of $17,000 apiece. But let's say your damages, injuries, and losses are $100,000 or more. But let's just use $100,000. So the $17,000 doesn't compensate you or make you whole. It compensates you partially. So how do you get... How do you get paid for your injuries, damages, and losses when you're a passenger, when the at-fault driver does not have enough insurance? So, Brad, let's talk about UM, UIM. We've talked about this for years, but with a passenger situation, it's a little bit unique twist.
It is a little bit of a unique twist because as a passenger, you're going to be relying perhaps on your own insurance. If it's a minor that's a passenger in the car, you're going to be relying on the parents' insurance. And for the UM/UIM, you're going to be also relying on the driver's insurance. So you could be dealing with two different sets of insurance, maybe more depending if you're a resident relative in a household that's got multiple policies, maybe even from different companies, as one parent has it from one company and another parent has it from another. So you could be dealing with actually up to 2, 3, 4 different UIM potential policies that you're going to be dealing with to get coverage for the injury that's happened to the person that was riding in the car. That's why a lot of times we talk about you need to protect yourself and you need to protect your children, you need to protect your spouse, you need to protect the people in your household, the resident relatives in your household, notwithstanding the fact of how they might be getting to a particular event. If they're being picked up to go up skiing or being picked up to go to the movies or they're being picked up to go to a ball game, you want to have the protection and the coverage, and you don't want to have to be relying, if you can help it, you shouldn't want to have to rely on just the driver or the at-fault party. Now, all this comes down to getting a lawyer who knows how to find this stuff and who wants to work for you and is willing to make sure that they've got coverage for you, that they've got recovery for you. And you know, as you sift through the lawyers that you see on TV and you see and you hear on the radio and the different lawyers that are advertising, you've got to talk about and concern yourself with lawyers who really care about you and want to make sure you're protected.
If you've been injured, you can give us a call right now at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, 24/7. You will talk to a licensed attorney. I met with somebody within the past 1 week. They told me they were going to fire their previous law firm, hire Bell and Pollock, which happens quite a bit in our firm. And I asked him the question, well, what about your attorney? And I almost fell off my chair, which I've done. It's happened a couple, three times just this year alone. She said, well, I've been at this law firm for 7 months. I've never even met my attorney. I've never talked to my attorney. I always talk to an assistant. I always talk to somebody else. I said, you never met the attorney face-to-face? No. Well, at Bell and Pollock, you will. You will meet with a licensed attorney. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do injury cases. We represent you and your family. An injury is a devastating event. It affects you and your family and everyone around you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. As I said earlier, this is the only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We formed our law firm in 1984 with one vision, one mission, and that was to help injured victims and their families. We've done shows on how an injury can affect your entire family. We've done shows on depression. We've done shows on concussion, neck injuries, back injuries. We've done shows on arm injuries, surgery, non-surgical cases, injection cases, non-injection cases. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can listen to all of our shows. You can listen to this show as soon as it's put up there. All of our shows are there. If you have questions, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll be glad to answer your questions. We'll be glad to meet with you in person, a licensed attorney. Not just an investigator coming by and say, sign my papers. Not just an assistant that says, I'll send you some papers, sign them, you'll hear from us later. A licensed attorney who actually cares and will go over your facts with you. How has this affected you? What has happened to you? Your work, your life, your quality of life, what you like to do, how you enjoy life. All those are important and more. 303-795-5900. Today we're talking about our typical example car crash, but you are the passenger. It was the other driver's fault, not your driver's fault, because that legal analysis changes if your driver was partially or wholly at fault. But in this example, your driver's not at fault, the other driver's at fault, ran a red light, T-bones you. Now, Brad said something very important right before the break, and we're going to get back into it. You as the passenger, there's not enough money in this example that we gave. They have $25,500, meaning $25,000 per person and $50,000 total for the accident. They have $50,000. There were three people in the car, in your car, one driver, two passengers. You're one of the passengers. So you get $17,000 apiece. Basically, we're going to divide it up equally, all right? But your damages, injuries, and losses are $100,000 or more. So Brad said, and he's correct, you, as a passenger, can go collect from your own car insurance company, UMUIM, even though your car was not involved in the crash, right? And you can also collect from the driver's UMUIM, because that coverage is kicked in too. But, Brad, it's not just a simple matter, well, you can collect, because they're going to fight it. They're going to not want to pay you. They're going to want you to prove your injuries, damages, and losses. It's an entire fight, but you must understand the fight.
They're absolutely going to fight it. And that's why you need to get an attorney involved. Now, we've talked many times that you, when you are picking a firm and you're trying to see if you're going to get an attorney involved, you don't have to be high pressured with investigators or with office staff or office personnel or intake people trying to convince you to go with them. You don't have to be the next the person that they're hoping will be their next person that they're going to say, hey, look how great of money we got. And you don't have to be rushing to get into the law firm the same day or the night of the accident or the crash or when the crash occurred. You do, and you do want to talk to a lawyer. And you want to be able to talk to that lawyer, I would suggest, and it's a good idea to talk to the lawyer before you have the communications with the adjuster on the other side. I would suggest that it's a good idea to discuss, to not talk to the adjuster until you've talked to a lawyer and you know your rights and you know what the adjuster's trying to do. If you think for a minute the adjuster hasn't talked to a lawyer before they picked up the phone to talk to you, then you're not understanding how insurance companies work, because I guarantee you that adjuster's been trained by lawyers and has been trained by professionals on how to handle that phone call. And what part of that training is how to deflect some of the blame off of their driver and onto your driver, or onto something you were doing in the car, or onto something that your driver was doing on the car, or figure out some way to deflect it. But if all that's passed, if you've done all that and you haven't resolved your case and you need some help with your case, give us a call. Talk to us. Come in and let's sit down and let's get things taken care of. You're not going to be somebody that we're trying to, that we only care about you if you can be some kind of an example in a commercial somewhere as far as what kind of recovery we got for you. We're going to be dealing with you and working with you to get you the highest possible recovery that adequately compensates you for your injuries, damages, and losses.
You have to have somebody that actually cares about you. I mean, you have to, and at Bell & Pollock, we do that. We've done it for years. You can go to our website and just see our reviews. They speak for themselves. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. But Brad, I want to revisit this because you made a great point. You need to understand, everybody, you're the passenger in our example. Now you're going to make a claim, a UM, underinsured motorist claim against your own car insurance policy, even though your car was not involved in this crash. You're also going to make a claim against the driver's UM, UIM, underinsured motorist coverage. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to fight you. Now, you're going to say, if you fall into this trap, the myth is, well, wait a minute. That's my own car insurance company. I pay a premium. Surely they're going to treat me fair. Surely they're going to try to help me. Surely there's going to be insurance. That's what insurance is for. Listen, they're going to fight you. They're going to try to beat and defeat your claim. And it's going to start from the very, very beginning. Brad, sometimes it starts right at the very first phone call. They want to get information. They're there to get information. And many of their questions are designed, and many of their areas of inquiry are designed to hurt you legally.
Right. And that's their job. We criticize them and we don't like it and we don't appreciate what they're doing, but that's their job and they're doing their job. And they're going to take all this and they're going to turn it over to senior adjusters. They're going to turn it over to lawyers. They're going to review everything they can. They're going to try and get as much information as they can from you. They're going to try and get you to get release medical information. They're going to try and find out everything they can about you and about the driver that was driving the car and about what happened in a way that's going to slant the playing field in their favor. And if you don't have somebody who's there putting together a legal game plan for you and recognizing that they're doing their job, now we're going to do ours. And our job is going to be getting you the highest possible recovery. And that's got to be done for a passenger by looking at a number of policies. And those policies, you're going to be dealing with almost automatic at least three sets of policies. And when you're dealing with three sets of policies, you got to know how they work with each other. You got to know who's responsible for what. You got to know when to put different people on notice, when not to put people on notice, how to preserve the confidentiality of when you're talking to your own insurance company versus when you're talking to the insurance company on the other side. When you're and whether or not that your own insurance company is even on your side, which they are not. You've you've got to determine whether or not the policies are going to, which one's primary and which one's not, or if they're going to be working pro rata, which may put the insurance companies at odds with each other, and how to best manage that kind of a situation.
I'm telling you, do not, if you didn't learn anything else from the show today, if you didn't learn anything else, and we've tried to cover, you're a passenger, that's the example, you're going to make a claim against your own UIM company. If you didn't learn anything else, know this, learn this right here. This is going to be a war. Learn this. Just because they're your own car insurance company does not mean they're not going to fight you. Does not mean they don't have a strategy to beat you. They have their own legal game plan. Learn that. Learn it. You think, you might think, well, the at-fault party's insurance company, I understand, they're going to try to fight me because they're not my insurance company. They are going to try to fight you. So in our example, let's take it one step further. What do you think is going to happen next? You're the passenger, right? You made a claim against your own UIM car insurance company for your injuries, damages, and losses because you were not fully compensated to begin with by the at-fault party's insurance company. And you make a claim against the driver's UIM underinsured motorist coverage. What do you think those companies are going to say? Bradley, let's cover that right now because they usually try to point the finger at the other one, and they usually try to say, we're not primary, we're not secondary. So talk about that a minute and explain that, because that's a different fight, an internal fight that's going to be solved before you ever get any paid any money.
Well, a lot of times it can delay your recovery because they're fighting against each other, and now you're trying to determine, okay, who should I get what amounts of money from? And if I get this amount from one group or from one insurance company, can I get this amount from the other? And how do I get enough money to pay all these bills that are racking up? Or that it should be paid, and I've got the hospital calling saying they want their money. So you've got to be able to understand what those insurance policies are. And some insurance policies, and sometimes the insurance companies will tell you one company's primary and we're not, and we don't have any coverage responsibility. Other ones are going to say, well, it's pro rata, but we're only going to put in so much dollars because we feel your injuries are less than what the other company feels they are, and we're just not going to go along with that, and we're not willing to work with the other insurance company. Or sometimes you get both insurance companies ganging up on you and saying, here's what happens. Now, what I'm talking about is you can have the at-fault party's insurance, and that's one. But you can have your underinsured coverage, and you can have the driver's underinsured coverage. And now you've got two policies that have a chance as underinsured to protect you with regard to the amount of damages that you have that are in excess of what you can get from the at-fault party. But now you've got to start trying to figure out how and who's going to pay the leftover $100,000 of losses that I've had. And you start getting the insurance companies that are say, we don't have primary responsibility, you do, or we don't even have pro rata responsibility, the other insurance company does. And now you're saying, do I get 50,000 for each one? And what if one of the UIMs is not $50,000 of UIM? What if only 25 and the other one's 100? Now you've got an even more complicated and confusing situation. The first place you're normally going to have to do is you've got to demand the policies and the deck sheets, and you've got to see what those policies and deck sheets say. You have to make sure that you understand how to read those. And Gary, in our experience, we've found that a lot of people don't even know how to read a deck sheet. Not a bad thing.
No.
You don't know how to read it. Your agent hasn't taught you. And, you know, you get these deck sheets, they're complicated.
But the problem is that, the ordinary person doesn't know how to read them. They don't understand them. It's got a lot of legal language. I've seen lawyers that don't understand parts of the insurance policies, right? But the point of the matter is you're going to be charged with knowledge. You're going to be charged with knowing. So you better have an attorney that actually cares about you. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. What is it? championsofthepeople.com. You couldn't forget that if you tried. And all of our books are there. You can download an e-book for free. Or you can call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we'll give you a hard copy of any of our books for free. All right, we've got a commercial coming up, but right after the commercial, we're going to be talking further about this UIM situation, and when the two insurance companies, your passenger insurance company and the driver's UIM company, start fighting. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show, and this show is for you, to give you information and to educate you. At Bell & Pollock, we educate and advocate. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You'll figure it out. Telephone number 303-795-5900. Now, in our example today, you're the passenger, the at-fault driver. You collected money. You collected $17,000. You had $100,000 of injuries, so you still got a deficiency to collect. You try to collect it from your own UIM car insurance company, from that policy, and you try to collect it from the driver's UIM insurance company, and they both say they're not primary, go to the other company. They both point the finger at each other, and sometimes they even have policy language in there that says, well, read the policy, because it says that we're not primary. It says right here in the policy, and don't fall for this, because there's Colorado case law that says they cannot automatically do that. And so, Brad, let's kind of give some people some tips on how to wrap this thing up on this very important subject.
Well, really, the best tip I can give you is sit down with knowledgeable attorneys who know what they're doing and are willing to talk to you and can discuss it with you and are going to go the extra mile to get you the information you need. That's the way you wrap it up. That's what you've got to do. Because, as Gary said, insurance companies have no concern about writing provisions in their policies nationwide that they repeat throughout the country and in every state. That's like in Colorado, some of those provisions are against public policy, have been struck down by our Supreme Court, and don't even apply. But yet they're sitting there in the policy. If you don't have lawyers who understand that, they're gonna give in to that policy language, and you're not gonna get a recovery.
I really hope you listen to Brad. He said these insurance companies might have language in the policies because they're nationwide. They go state by state by state. And in some states, the Colorado Supreme Court or other Supreme Courts might have said that particular language is not enforceable. But you need to know that. And your attorney needs to know that. Give us a call, 303-795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Why? Because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.